Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
For that. Now, I don't know if you heard the new regulations out today designed to curb air pollution and its impact on public health. They're due to come into force next year. The current ban on smoky coal will be extended beyond cities and towns as it is now and implemented nationwide. And in addition to that, other types of smoky fuels will also have to emit less smoke when burned, effectively making the whole country now a low smoke zone. To discuss this, I'm joined by Sarah O'Connor, who's CEO of the Asthma Society of Ireland, and Sean Finan, who's CEO of Irish Bioenergy Association. You're both very welcome to the programme. Sarah, let me start with you and get your reaction to the announcement today. Surely you welcome this.
Oh, Cormac, we very warmly welcome this. The Asthma Society has been working on the issue of air quality in Ireland since 1990, when the initial smoky coal ban in Dublin was introduced. And we believe that this is a very important public health measure and we warmly welcome it. But I suppose from our point of view, while we believe it is a very substantial step forward, we were hoping to see something that was more ambitious and that would be more impactful in the long run.
Go on, what do you mean?
To give your listeners a sense of things, the low smoke zones which were in place in Ireland, so that was initially 13 urban areas and then was expanded in 2019 to include a further 13, so 26 areas. And what that meant was that about 50% of the Irish population had been given protection from the air pollution caused by burning smoky coal. Mm-hmm. And now that will be extended to the whole country. So in essence, it will be 100% of the population as opposed to 50. So that is one very good step in the right direction.
So Sarah, what are you disappointed with then?
Well, we're disappointed because when you look at the fuels that are used in Ireland, smoky coal is only one of those which is having a very substantial impact on air quality and on public health. And we believed that it would be very substantial leadership from the state, from government, to see a policy that really moved a number of those smoky fuels as being and flagged them really carefully as being public health measures and, I suppose, put in place legislation to ensure that actually they were not front and foremost in the mind for the public and, in fact, top of their list when it comes to what they would use in their own homes as of next year.
But there are certain guidelines now, aren't there? And these are new for wood to be, for example, wood sold in single units under 2 cubic metres in size. They'll be required to have a moisture content of 25% or less, moving, I think, to 20%. Isn't that right? Within 4 years or so. So you can burn wood, but now it'll be far more efficient and less impactful in terms of air pollution. I mean, is that not a step in the right direction here?
Yeah, so I suppose a number of these, the measures that will be included in this move are incrementally in the right direction. For example, so as you mentioned, there are some initiatives in terms of moving from wet wood into dried wood and to help people to make that change in their own homes. But from our point of view, guided by the evidence and guided by the EPA's expertise in this matter, we're looking at all smoky coals, and we would have been very strongly recommending that all smoky coals would in fact have been included in this
smoky coals or fuels.
Smoky fuels. Yeah. And that was done in conjunction with the UCC Environmental Law Clinic, who we've worked very closely with over the last 2 years. And they took into account all of the elements and all of the factors and did a very substantial analysis of that. And they believed that the fuller smoky fuel ban would, in fact, be most impactful and most effective at this juncture.
And I'm sure you're disappointed as well, because there's no ban on the burning of sod peat for those who have a right to harvest that sod peat. But I'll bring in at this point Sean Finan, who's CEO of Irish Bioenergy Association. Sean, you're very welcome. I might get your reaction to this as well, because you're the other side of the coin in one way. It's a graduated elimination, maybe, or reduction in the use of these fuels. What's your reaction?
Yes, Cormac, and thanks for having me on the programme. We have cautiously welcomed the new standards for domestic solid fuels. We have been lobbying for a number of years for the introduction of regulation around the supply of wood fuels in Ireland. This consultation, or this document released by the minister, does set out a requirement for 25% or less moisture content of wood fuels moving to 20%, so we welcome that. But ultimately, the success of any regulation is around the level of resources that would be dedicated to its enforcement and the regular monitoring of compliance. So that's why we welcome the proposals, but that's why we have cautiously welcomed them on the basis that we haven't seen any indication from the Minister or the Department as to what levels of enforcement is going to be resourced in order to ensure that the regulations are in place.
What do you mean by that? If the resources aren't there to enforce this, I mean, what can happen? What's your fear?
So just if we speak from the wood fuels context, the regulation set out the moisture content. We will need to ensure that that is checked at retail points right across the country, that there is enforcement of the regulations as they're designed. There's no point in having a regulation if it's not very clearly enforced and there's consequences for the people that aren't obeying the regulations. So it's important that...
are you saying they'd have to be checked at the point of sale? At shops
but
nationwide?
There will have to be some mechanism by which the monitoring and compliance will be completed. That could be one option for that would be the point of sale.
Wow, it is hard to see how you'd have inspectors going from shop to shop checking the moisture content of wood. But should we not, in principle, though? I mean, this is not good. Should we not be moving towards not burning any type of fuels of this nature at all?
Well, if you in terms of the document or the release from the minister, it says that 1,300 people died of air pollution in Ireland. But twice that number and recent reports have suggested up to 2,800 people have died of fuel poverty or died linked to fuel poverty. So we have to provide options, but we have to provide cleaner options. And wood fuels is a move away from fossil and also provides an opportunity for people to transition from maybe fossil to a renewable source of fuel.
I suppose two wrongs don't make a right. And I was just going to talk to you about air-to-water systems, for example. I mean, would it not be better to move to better, renewable, cleaner sources of energy like that instead of maintaining what we know is impactful negatively on people's health and on pollution as well, in terms of pollution?
Well, the government have an ambitious retrofit programme, and that retrofit programme does include transitioning to people to maybe the use of heat pumps. But that's not going to be financially or logistically viable for all households to move in the short term or even in the medium term. So we need to look at the devices which currently consumers are using, and if they were to move from open fires to devices like pellet stoves, log boilers, they can dramatically improve their situation from an environmental perspective in terms of reducing their emissions and air quality impacts. So it's not as simple as saying that we need to move away from combustion and burning.
Okay.
We need to have transition measures, and these point in the direction of moving towards wood fuels.
Okay, look, we'll leave it there for the moment. Sean Finan, CEO of the Irish Bioenergy Association, and Sarah O'Connor, CEO of the Asthma Society of Ireland. Thank you both very much.